and welcome to Share Talk. I'm Charlie Gibson. Now, as we know, one of the very bright spots so far this year in terms of investment returns has been gold. Perhaps what's less known is that actually one of the metals that has actually improved on gold in terms of metal price performance has been uranium. Long, very, very dormant, in fact, ever since the Japanese tsunami, effectively. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, because of course, gold mining companies have been in a relatively benign place or even a positive place in terms of investment returns recently. But if you had a company that had both gold and it had some uranium as well, that might be considered an even better thing. They're quite rare, though. But one such company is Metal NRG. It has gold assets in Arizona. It has a uranium asset in Kyrgyzstan. And in this particular case, it is also just announced via RNS a move into onshore oil and gas in the UK. And that's part of, when we talk about uranium, we talk about oil, that's part of an energy strategy. So there's a mining and energy strategy is what's going on. Well, joining me now down the line is Rolf Gerritsen, the chief executive of the company. Rolf, thank you very much indeed for joining us and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Talk us, not at all, talk us through this, I think, the onshore UK oil and gas RNS that you just put out.
Yeah, we put out an RNS which basically introduces heads of terms with a UK onshore conventional gas play. It's onshore oil and gas. It's in production at the moment, current low production, but at current prices and with the microenvironment, it's a break even. There's no debt in the operation, so it's quite attractive. It's an underinvested asset in a mature basin and relatively low technical risk. The opportunity is for us to significantly improve production in the near term, but it's also there to be able to start looking at some of the commercials and renegotiating some of the contracts that they're in. The idea is to complete a due diligence process probably by the end of August, beginning of September. We're seeking, of course, the authority and the approvals for an operational handover. Again, end of Q3, Q4. And as I said, it's an opportunity for us to start looking at oil and gas and building up towards a platform in that sector. One other key point of this first transaction is the fact that we are co-investing with a number of private investors, and those private investors will be taking management positions in the company once we get up and running. And I think that's quite attractive because, again, the team is a very strong team. They're putting some of their own money in and have skin in the game.
So the idea is you're going to take this from sort of small scale, break even production. You're presumably, the idea is you're going to have to make an investment, and then that's going to yield larger scale, more profitable production, and therefore generate cash flow for you. Would that be a reasonable summary?
Yeah, on current or at current prices, it's making a little bit of money or close to break even, and it can be run as is, but some further investment will be required. The team is currently looking at putting that operational plan together. But I think, Charlie, your summary is an excellent one, and that's what we'll be working towards over the next few months in putting that plan in place and then implementing that over the next 6 to 9 months.
Inevitably, people will ask, I think, well, if in that case, given the opportunity you see, why is the seller selling?
The seller is selling because it's a privately owned firm. The owner has been running it for a number of years, and he's getting to that age where he's looking at retirement. And it is it's a nice opportunity because of some of the conditions that are offered around the asset, but also the fact that management is looking at, as I said, retiring from business.
And the idea is that you take over the operatorship?
That is the idea. We'll be doing it not through Metal NRG. It will be done through a special purpose vehicle, which will be set up between, in terms of ownership by ourselves and the private investors who will become part of the management team. Details of exactly that is being worked out as I speak, but that's the idea, to run it through a special purpose vehicle that we then use to build up a oil and gas play.
So the idea is not that Metal NRG, if itself as a mining company operates this, this is more of Metal NRG making an investment, if you like, a strategic investment via a special purpose vehicle, which has its own management. Is that the idea?
Correct. Absolutely. And Pier Paolo Rocco, who sits on Metal NRG's board, he will remain on the board of Metal NRG, but he will also be working at the special purpose vehicle as the CEO.
Can you give us an idea? I mean, the idea, as you've just described there, is really you're going to have to make an investment in the field, or an investment is going to have to be made. Can you give us any idea at this stage how much you think the special purpose vehicle may need to invest and what sort of returns it could get from that?
Look, in terms of those specific numbers, they're being worked on at the moment. We're not talking about huge investments here. The exact number I'd prefer to not respond to, because it would not be fair of me to do so, because the team is still currently working through their exact plans. But by the end of August, beginning of September, we will have a full operational plan and work plan in place, which will also be costed. We've got some ideas, but we're not talking huge amounts of money, and it is very manageable within our current agreements.
Will presumably one or other entity, the special purpose vehicle, will, I'm assuming, have to raise finance on the markets. Is that something that Metal NRG, is the intention that Metal NRG will contribute to that, or will it be a sort of standalone third-party financing?
Well, Charlie, if we have to raise money, then Metal NRG would, of course, contribute and participate in that. But again, the final details on that are being worked through, and we will have to see on that. But if we do raise money, Metal NRG would definitely participate and take a lead on it.
Can you give us an idea? I mean, I quite understand that there are things that are subject to due diligence, and that there are aspects of the deal which are subject to clarification, and also the technical work that you'll be doing at the moment. Can you give us an idea of the sort of timelines when we may begin to hear some of these figures may begin to firm up? And how do you see the project progressing, let's say, over the course of the next 12 months?
I think in terms of initial updates, you could look at towards the end of Q3, beginning of Q4, and that will be the closure of the transaction. And then we will be in a position to announce specific details on the transaction. You will also then see an update on the resource in early Q4. And while we're going through those two, we'll also be looking towards end of Q3, Q4, the operatorship, which will be quite key in terms of news flow. So those are really three pieces of news flow that will be coming towards end of this quarter, beginning of next quarter. I'm being a little cautious because with everything that's going on, there might be slight delays. We're pursuing this in terms of timing quite aggressively, and are aiming to have it done by August if we can. But I'm just hedging my bets and saying it might be the beginning of Q4.
I think we understand that there's reasonable cause for you to have a little bit of latitude. Can you give us any more details as to where that is?
I'll just leave it that it's in England. It's onshore, conventional in England.
If we think about the conventional places where we know that there's onshore oil and gas in the UK, would we be thinking in about the right area?
Yeah. This is a well-known basin. And as I said, it's a mature basin, and there's relatively low technical risk. So I think that will help you in positioning it.
Excellent. We've spoken obviously a lot up to this point about the oil and gas opportunity there and that deal. But of course, Metal Energy is in its inception a mining company. Just tell us a little bit about your other assets. And you've hinted at, you know, the effect that coronavirus is having. But just tell us how your other assets are progressing, I suppose, particularly Gold Ridge in Arizona, your uranium asset in Kyrgyzstan. Just how they're progressing, what milestones you hope to hit, when you hope to hit them, how they're developing, and where you see them going.
Okay, well, let's start with uranium, because that's a little bit of an unfortunate situation at the moment, in that the government of Kyrgyzstan has actually imposed and passed a law which bans the exploitation of uranium in country. Our position has been, and it still is, that in actual fact, the mining license that was issued is a mining license that will help up clean up a bog pit area with uranium in it. And that is continuously our position, and that position is maintained. The local team are trying to do something there to see what can be done to revitalize it, if at all. Frankly, we don't have a lot of hope on it at the moment because of the ban that has been imposed. So uranium, unfortunately for us, is not really where it is. On the Gold Ridge side, on the other hand, while we haven't been able to do a lot of work in Arizona, we are still very keen and very focused on bringing it to a sustainable level of production. Historically, we've had the previous operators that left behind a waste dump that we've had a look at outside level six. And those that have followed the story a little bit will know that level six is the ground level where you enter the mine. And then we have also a number of pillars that have been left behind by the previous operators at level six underground. So now we're going into the mine, and that's where there are additional pillars left behind. What we've been able to do is we've been able to make contact with the face that was last mined when the mine was actually operational. Having done so, we found one particular face and a pillar that has visible gold. Our belief is that between level four, which is higher up, and level six, there is potentially a resource that can enable us to put the whole mine back on a stable and sustainable production. I've been advised by the experts that the waste dump and the pillars on its own would not really justify processing right away, and that it is best done economically done by integrating into additional resources which were current. And we've got some proposals that we're reviewing with them. And I'm looking at moving that forward and start drilling from outside level four towards underground level four, and making back contact with the last face that was mined at level six. So that's the plan there. The exact timing of it, it depends a little bit how these conversations with the contractors goes, because they've been in lockdown for a while. They're coming out of it now. And we just need to see what kind of pressures they're going to have on their drills. But our intention is to pursue it and get it to a point where we can actually develop it further and keep it on a sustainable level of production.
So if all goes well, I mean, how do you think that Gold Ridge would develop over the course of, let's say, the next 3 years?
If all goes well, Gold Ridge will have, within the next 3 years, a small operating mine that could be of interest. And it is also looking at consolidating within the area. If you look at within a mile of Gold Ridge itself, there are a number of historical gold mines that are sitting there abandoned. And we've been exploring these. We've been doing work on them in terms of trying to understand some of the history on it. So there's a consolidation opportunity that we're looking. So 3 years down the line, we should be in a position to consolidate that area a little bit further and also make sure that we get Goldridge itself into production. Remember that Goldridge is made up of three operating mines. There's the level four and level six is Gold Princess. And then we've got another mine, which is called the Davies Mine. And within the Davies Mine, for example, we found some fantastic charts that are outlining some very high grades. But access to that is very difficult and complex at this particular point in time. So again, there's opportunities to develop the exploration story further, but there's also the opportunity to further develop the actual number of mines that we look at bringing into the fray.
If I do you think you could make an estimate of how much production the entire complex could support if it was bought up to, if you like, steady state?
That's a bit too early to say, because the first step we have to go through is this initial drilling program that I mentioned, Charlie, that gives us an idea of, is our assumption actually valid, first of all, and then gives us a good idea of what's in that area which has been unexplored thus far.
All right. Rolf, we wish you the very best of luck. We look forward to speaking to you in the very near future again as things develop for you. Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rolf Gerritsen there, the Chief Executive Officer of Metal NRG. You can hear things maybe slightly in the slow lane as far as uranium in Kyrgyzstan is concerned, but Goldridge still progressing, and this new opportunity via a special purpose vehicle in oil and gas onshore UK. The share price of Metal NRG, well, that's showing definitely some of the benefits of what we've been talking about. The share price about a year ago would have been about 0.3 pence. It's currently up at about 0.6 pence currently. So there you are, 100% return over the space of 12 months. That's all from me, Charlie Gibson on Share Talk. We'll be bringing you more such investment opportunities in the very near future, we hope. But until then, you have a very capital day.